page 259, states, another was to prolong political uncertainty, as conservatives and liberals accused each other of responsibility for the loss. Led by Lucas Aylman, conservatives maintained that Mexico had weakened itself by foolishly trying to adopt the values and institutions of Anglo-Saxons to the north. What the nation required, according to conservatives, was a return to its Hispanic tradition. Specifically, it needed to promote aristocratic ideals, protect the legal privileges of the military and the church, and create a constitutional monarchy, perhaps by importing a European prince. In reply, liberals argued that Mexico needed to embrace the cause of modernization, not tradition. The standoff continued until the mid-1850s, when a desperate President Santa Anna sought to replenish the treasury and his political fortunes by selling off for $10 million the Mesilla Valley, today southern New Mexico and Arizona, which the United States wanted for building a railroad to newly acquired California. This decision was widely criticized as a betrayal of national resolve, and it prompted the opposition to mount a movement which ousted Santa Anna from power in 1855. This initiated a tumultuous...